When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I have Kendra Winchester. We're talking audiobooks. Kendra has suggested some extraordinary ones this week. So where are we today?
Well, we are talking about a favorite author of mine, and that is Lisa Coe. And her sophomore novel is Memory Piece, and it's performed by the wonderful Eunice Wong, and it got an Earphones Award.
Well, Eunice, of course, she won an Audi Award for Vera Wong's Unsolicited Advice. I'm such a Eunice fan. So I loved Lisa Coe's first book. I thought it was just an extraordinary piece of fiction. That was called
The Leavers.
So how is her sophomore book, which are notoriously hard?
It's even better, if I may say so.
Oh my
myself.
God, really?
Yes.
I'm so glad to hear that.
You know, and I love stories about female friendship over the decades. So this starts in the 1980s and it ends in the near future. And we have three friends. They're all Asian American from Chinese diaspora backgrounds. They become friends in their teens and their friendship extends into their 70s.
Wow.
Yes, right? And it is just a phenomenal book. Each friend, so we have Giselle, who's a performance artist, is our first perspective. Then we have Jackie, who's a programmer. And then Ellen Ng is an activist. And so we get each perspective in a row, but we're like locked into their perspective for that section of the book. And Eunice Wong creates a unique narrative voice for each friend.
Oh, I could see her doing that. Yeah.
So well done.
So let me ask you this in terms of the way the book is structured. So there's a section per friend. Do they go over the same time period, or is Giselle, for example, narrating the early part, and then who did you say? Jackie is narrating the second and third. How does it work?
So it generally follows a linear timeline, but Jackie and Ellen have flashbacks. So we do get so Giselle talks about this time. She's a performance artist. So she did this one called Mall Piece, where she is in this hidden room in a mall for a year and she doesn't leave. But Jackie is the one who brings her food and stuff. And so Giselle is very caught up in her life as an artist and what that means and all of those things. And Jackie's like, yeah, I'm the one who took those photos of her in that room, you know. So we get the other friend's perspective.
Right.
But generally, it does move forward and it's fascinating. And I was concerned, as we all, you know, always when there's different perspectives like this, you never want them to sound the same.
Right.
But Eunice Wong, you know, she has Giselle caught up in her own fabulousness. Jackie is very practical and very just straightforward. And Ellen is just trying to exist and just doesn't have time for anyone's shenanigans. Just no thank you. And so I feel like we get the character's personality, not just by the novel, but also from Eunice's performance.
Okay. Can we hear a little?
Yes. This is Giselle's perspective. And it kind of starts when she really starts feeling this connection with Jackie, who eventually becomes her friend.
Okay. This is Memory Piece by Lisa Coe, read by Eunice Wong.
They were born in the same year, their families part of a network. The Way's 4th of July barbecue was supposed to be a summer reunion for the Chinese school students and their families. Larry Way, a year younger than Giselle, made his presence known as she circled a table of potato chips and onion dip. "Guess what?" he said, mouthful. "I made a sandwich out of chips with chips inside." She considered ignoring him. The TV was on, and Giselle was surprised to see Jackie Ong, slouched on the sofa, hair cut in a short, sleek angle following her jawline. Jackie lived in a town with no public schools because all the kids were rich and went to private. Jeans looked stylish on her without trying, while Giselle's were bunched around her crotch. She had a wedgie, her butt was sweating, and around Jackie Ong, she felt like she stomped when she walked.
And I think we get a sense from this why she got an Earphones Award.
Yes. Yes.
She is absolutely, she's really become somebody who I seek out.
Yes. And I love her on social media. She's always talking about the books that she's performing and appreciate the way that she also talks about her work and makes it easy to find. And I now just start searching for stuff she's doing just so I can listen to her perform.
Yeah, me too. She's great. She is really great. And the one we're talking about now is Memory Piece by Lisa Koh, who's a powerhouse writer, read by Eunice Wong. And what a pairing. Well, Kendra, thank you. And thank you for bringing it to our attention. I appreciate it.
Always happy to.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Behind the Mic is brought to you by Hachette Audio. And don't forget to follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a rating on Apple. It helps other people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.